Talking here today with Deb Danner, of course, the girls swim coach with the Carroll Tigers. They just wrapped up a terrific 2021 season, taking seven swimmers in seven different events down to the state swim meet in Marshalltown last Friday and Saturday. Deb, first of all, congratulations on a great season and appreciate your time here today to take a look back at the year and all the time you gave us all season long.
Yeah, thank you very much, and always a pleasure to be here.
Deb, we knew coming into this year that this would have the potential to be a really, really good season. Did it meet expectations, exceed expectations for you and the girls?
Yeah, we definitely met expectations. The girls did a fantastic job, qualified seven events. You always want more, but that we were really hoping to do that, and that's exactly what we got. So it was just a fantastic year.
When did you start to realize, because I know early in the season we talked and we previewed the season and you felt good about the year coming in, but you had some swimmers that you hadn't, had to work with yet, but you knew there was some potential there. When did you start to realize that this team was going to be as good as it turned out to be?
Yeah, we really didn't get that too far into the season before they really started to show me what they could do. Jenna, she's going to qualify two individuals for sure. As long as we could keep Emma healthy and we don't have the contact tracing for COVID, we knew we had her there. So, that was a bonus for us. I knew she could qualify a couple of events also. So it's just a matter of, did we have the right girls to make the right relays to get those to state? And, we just worked hard and tried a few different combinations and found the right girls. And, we got all three relays in and just thrilled to death with that. Just really happy that we could get three of them in and end up taking seven girls. So that was a lot of fun this year.
Did anything surprise you about this season?
There's always little surprises here and there. Girls will step up and give us some great swims. You're always hopeful. And when they do, that's great. Ellie Beagle did a fantastic job swimming distance for us this year. I just really enjoyed seeing that. But, yeah, she can still pull off, a 25 in her 50. So, that's great that, she can do distance and she can do some sprints. So, that's always a great surprise to have. Haley Burns just really stepped up this year. She got to go with us last year to state as an alternate, and she enjoyed that, but she knew she wanted to actually hit the water this year. So, she really stepped up, worked hard, and she became one of my better sprinters and got to go on a couple of relays. So, that was just great for her. So I was really excited to see that happen for her.
Deb, you bring up Ellie Beagle. I thought it was interesting when I talked to her and interviewed her down at the state swim meet last Saturday. She didn't seem real happy with the year she had. She felt like she left a lot out there that she felt she could have swum better and maybe put in more time during the off season to be better prepared for the year. I was surprised with as much success as she had that she did not come across as feeling like she feels like she's left a lot there yet. I kind of got that sense.
Yeah, she's kind of a little harder on herself than everybody else is on her. So, she had a fantastic year. Of course, did she want to do better? Yes, everybody wants to do better. And, and now that she knows what high school swimming is, she'll be better prepared for it. So next year, hopefully we'll see her swimming individually too at state.
Coach, I got to bounce back to the very beginning of the season. You guys took on Lewis Central. Such a rivalry has developed there. How much do you think that helped push this team, that they ended up having that one-point loss at their beginning of the season to Lewis Central?
Yeah, that was kind of tough for the girls. They really thought they would take Lewis Central, and, you lost by one, and that's just the way it is. But, they really were determined to come back and do very well, and, we knew we would be seeing them at state, and They wanted to swim hard and swim who's who, and they did that. They did exactly that. They did a great job with that. It's always kind of nice to have that one team that just really manages to push you just a little bit harder and to achieve a little bit more. So, do we want to lose to Lewis Central every year? No. But I mean, it just kind of worked out that it ended up going to our advantage. Made the girls just work a little bit harder, knowing that they shouldn't have lost, but they did. So we got to change things, and we got to work harder, and we got to make sure it doesn't happen again. So, they did a good job with that.
How sweet was it to nip them at their own invite there, the middle part of October?
Yeah, I'm sure the girls, they're feeling really good about it. Just to let them know that, hey, you might have, it was a fluke thing. You took us the first time, but we're back and we're stronger than ever.
Deb, which was it a weekend tournament that you were in, or weekend invite, or was it a duel? Where did you feel like this team really went out and swam kind of the way you thought it would? For me, I was probably looking at maybe that regional meet down at Waukee a couple of Saturdays ago.
Oh, definitely. The regional meet is where it all came together. Throughout the season, the training that we do, some girls respond differently, and you'll have some girls that have a great meet early on and others that don't. And then later on, the ones that didn't have good meets are finally coming into it and having better meets, and the other ones are getting tired and not having great meets. So, it's always kind of an up and down thing. The girls respond differently. And you just hope that once we get to the regional meet that everybody comes together all at the same time and they can really show who they are.
Coach, how nice was it? You mentioned COVID here a little bit ago. How nice was it to be able to have all of your meets and everything this year? Last year, with Des Moines not, going to school, you missed some of those. So how nice was it to be able to go out and be able to swim in all of the stuff that was on your schedule?
Oh, it was fantastic. The girls loved it. It's like we get to have all our meets. We get to see all of our competition. It was fantastic, and it was great to have the parents there. The girls really respond to, the audience, the crowd cheering for them. It really does help a lot. It's, I mean, not that the girls don't cheer for each other, but just knowing that your parents are up there and they're cheering you on, and all of the parents, and it was great just to be able to swim every meet and not be like, okay, are we gonna have a meet this week, or are we staying at home, or what? So I'm very glad we got to have all of our meets, and the girls were really thrilled about it too.
Deb, I know records broken this year for you guys. How many different records did Jenna and this team as a whole kind of set for you guys this year?
Yeah, so we ended up with five records broken this year. So Jenna went out early and took the IM record and the 500 record. And so it's like, okay, we're gonna have a pretty good season this year. Let's see what else we can do. And then Jenna went and broke the backstroke record, and it's like, okay, let's keep this thing going here. Then we go to regionals, and Emma breaks the breaststroke record, and it's like, all right, it's all looking really good. It's like, we're doing great here. We're gonna replace a whole bunch of record boards. It's like, great. Then we get to state, and Jenna takes the 50 free record down. So that was fantastic. And then Emma took down Jenna's 2 IM record, and it's like, okay, let's just keep breaking each other's records. It was a lot of fun watching those records go down all season long.
And when they're breaking each other's record in the same year, what they're still on the team, that's got to make it really competitive, but probably a fun competition, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Jenna went out and broke that IM record, and right after Emma broke the IM record at state, Jenna come up to me and was like, yeah, she goes, I thought she would break it at regionals, but you know, she got it, I guess. You know, so and you know, it's a bittersweet kind of thing. You know, you like to have the record yourself, but it's always good to see another teammate get a little bit faster yet. So, you know, she's really thrilled for her.
Happy how things went at state. Such great competition down there. Didn't get to come down Friday, but coming down Saturday was so much fun getting to watch all that great competition.
Oh yeah, you know, the meet went fantastic. Friday was just some really fast swimming. It was just a lot of fun to watch. You know, we actually got to saw a 22 in the 50 free, which was just fantastic. That's some pretty fast swimming for girls. So a bunch of 23s and some 24s in there. So yeah, you know, all the girls did great. They were really pumped, excited, ready to go. You know, just ready to swim, and it really showed. And just the whole place just kind of is like on fire. It's just so loud and so, you know, exciting. And so, you know, it just gets everybody going, and you know, it's just a lot of fun.
Three seniors on this year's group, Ashley Beagle, of course, Jenna Currier, and then Emily Hansen as well. Talk about those three. What did those three mean for you and for this team this year?
Yeah, you know, they were just fantastic swimmers. You know, Jenna, you know, we've talked about her quite a bit already, just, you know, setting records and doing a fantastic job. And, you know, I mean, she's a key swimmer on the relays, so, you know, she's gonna do great things in college too, I'm sure. You know, so yeah, will she be missed? Absolutely. You know, you hate to graduate a key swimmer, but that's they grow up and you got to graduate them. So, you know, and that's all right. You know, we'll move on. We'll find some more swimmers. Ashley did a great job coming around in her 100 fly, doing a fantastic job with that. Getting her 100 free time down there. You know, we had her swim distance quite a bit too, and do some IM work. You know, she's just an all around really good swimmer. So, you know, will we miss her too? Absolutely, because you know I can throw her in anywhere, and she's going to do a great job for me. So, you know, it was nice to have her there. Emily, she another one that you know she does a really good job. You can put her in about anything you want, and she's going to do well. So yeah, you know, it was just it's hard to graduate them, but you know you got to move on and bring in the new freshmen and see what else you got.
One junior, Sophia Polking. So that means you're going to have either a small senior class or have to recruit some for next year. But she's going to have to take that leadership role over. I thought she had a really fun experience down at State. It was kind of interesting, and I'm hoping to get her on our Tuesday sports program, the Rewind program, and talk to her about it. She kind of ended up working for the Girls Union that day as kind of their media person or whatever on the social media. I thought that was really cool for her, and I'd love to be able to talk to her a little bit more about that. But what a terrific season for her as well.
Oh yeah, you know, she had a great season. You know, so she was on our medley relay. She swam backstroke for us. Did just a fantastic job with it. You know, got under 30 and was just thrilled to death. You know, and that was just a great swim for her. And yeah, you know, she wears many, many, many hats. Yeah, she can multitask like no other. I mean, you know, she's there doing, you know, the student athlete thing and just, you know, doing her interviews and whatever. I mean, she's got a lot going, and you know, the fact that she can still compete and she did such a great job for us, that is just amazing.
Lot of talent coming back. We talked a little bit about Ellie Beagle. You also have Sydney Bellinghausen, who is just a freshman. Haley Burns, you mentioned, just a sophomore. So a lot of years left of her. Zelda DeMoss, another sophomore. Lydia Dose, a freshman. Amelia Holt, who is down at State, just a sophomore. Delaney McAndrew, another sophomore. Of course, Emma Myers, we talked a little about as well, as just a sophomore. So if people are listening here, that's a lot of sophomores and freshmen coming back for you in the future.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, Sophia is our only junior, and you know, we're working on trying to bring a few more in, but you know, she'll be fine as a lonely senior if she has to. As we know, she manages just well on her own. But yeah, you know, we got a huge sophomore class, so you know, we'll be strong for a couple more years for sure. You know, we got some great freshmen that are there right now, and yeah, you know, who knows what we're going to get after that. But yeah, you know, we got some amazing swimmers. Amelia's just she's just an amazing swimmer. She gets better and better every year. You know, her second time at state, so she's, you know, really excited about going and wanting to be a qualifier all 4 years. So she's going to bust it just to make sure that happens. You know, Haley, we had talked about, you know, made her first state appearance this year and enjoyed it so much. Yeah, you know, she's going to want to come back really strong again next year too. You know, Ellie, same thing. You know, she's a great swimmer. Hopefully we can get her there individually too, but you know, she'll definitely be a big part of the relay. So, you know, that'll be very exciting for her too. Who do we got? Zelda's just, she's booking for that 500. So hopefully we can help get her there you know, she could have a really great season. Hopefully, next year doing that. You know, if we can get her all healed up, get that hip all healed up and she could take off for us really well. So, Sydney Bellinghausen, her first year swimming with us, as a sophomore, and you know, she's made so many improvements. You know, she's just excited to do this and just having a blast. So, and that's what you love seeing in a swimmer that, you know, they're serious about their swims, but you know what? She has a lot of fun at practice, a lot of fun at meets, and she just enjoys it so much, and that's just so much fun to watch her. Lydia Dose has had a great season, made a lot of improvements, getting faster and a lot more confident in her swimming. So, you know, I can't wait to see just how well she'll do next year. You know, hopefully we'll see some really good times out of her, and hopefully we can develop a few more strokes on her too. So, you know, that'll be pretty exciting. Delaney McAndrew, you know, another good swimmer, kind of had a little bit of problem at the end of the season and kind of had to step out for a little while, but you know, hopefully she'll be all healed up and ready to go again, and you know, it'll be exciting to see what else she can do for us. So yeah, you know, we got a really strong returning team next year, and I can't wait to see who comes and joins them.
Coach, I know you don't get an off season, but the girls get one. But once you can start doing some stuff with them again, or they're ready to start working again, what do you want them to work on? What kind of work do you want them to put in the off season to be ready for next year?
Yeah, you know, you just really want them to work on the basics. You know, just get the technique going, get the basics, get the streamlines, get the turns, you know, make sure the strokes are sound. And we'll work on the speed once the season comes around, but you know, you really got to have the basics. You got to have the strong kicks, you know, the solid kicks. You know, just that type of thing, and a nice start, a good reaction in your start. So yeah, you know, hopefully they'll be working on those things in the off season on their own, and then once I can work with them again, you know, we'll get the speed going.
Well, Coach, I know I'll be talking to you here again in about a week and a half or 2 weeks because we've got the boys' season coming around the corner. You're already in practices, but we'll start talking about that once you get kind of some meets going in the first part of December there. So I appreciate, again, all of your time. Enjoy your 2 weeks away from me and the radio station, and we look forward to talking to you again here soon.
All right, sounds good.
You
Thank
bet.
you.
Head coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Girls Swim Team recapping the 2021 season.